Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting third. The center fielder, Soup Campbell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Milner. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Milner. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting second. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting third. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Berardino. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eldon Auker. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Eldon Auker. And now, play ball. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Auker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a pop-up towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Judnick. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Heath moves to third. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack strikes out. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lobbs. Desautels reaches second base with a double. Heath scores. Trosky scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreaux hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Keltner. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Keltner steals second. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Keltner moves to third. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Judnick. Heath reaches second base with a double. Keltner scores. It's 5-0, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac misplays the ball. That's an error on Mac. Bobby Estilella pinch hits for Eldon Ocker. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella takes first base on ball 4. Farrell moves to second. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hefner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Desodal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Trotter now pitching. Ray Mac is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mac is 0 for 1 in the game. Mac hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Desodals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodals is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Desodals takes first base on ball 4. Mac moves to second. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mac. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Max steals third. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Milner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Max scores. Desautels moves to second. It's 6-0, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau bunts towards the mound. Trotter fields it and throws to first for the out. Desautels moves to third. Milner moves to second. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Desautels scores. Two outs. It's 7-0, Indians. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Campbell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullenbein takes first base on ball 4. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lobbs hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Desautels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-1 in the game. Berardino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cullenbein moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cullenbein scores. Berardino moves to third. It's 7-1, Indians. Bob Swift pinch hits for Bill Trotter. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Caster now pitching. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Heath hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cullenbein. Heath reaches second base with a double. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Trosky hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-1, Indians. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a fly ball into right field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Desautels hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hefner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hefner moves to second. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 2 in the game. Judnick hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mac reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Milner hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Judnick. Milner reaches second base with a double. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lobbs. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Milner moves to third. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Milner scores. Boudreau moves to third. One out. It's 10-1, Indians. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 3 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caster fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. Clift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lobbs hits a line drive into left field. Walker picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Walker. Clift moves to third. Lobbs moves to second. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Clift scores. One out. It's 10-2, Indians. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Locatello pinch hits for George Caster. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lobbs scores. Farrell moves to second. It's 10-3, Indians. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a fly ball into center field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 3 in the game. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Farrell moves to third. Locatello moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 3 in the game. Judnick hits a fly ball into center field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Locatello now playing second base. Maury Newlin now pitching. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker strikes out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Desautels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mack moves to second. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Milner strikes out. 2 outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Mack moves to third. Desautels moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Keltner hits a pop-up towards short. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Cullenbine reaches second base with a double. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heath. Clift reaches second base with a double. Cullenbine scores. It's 10-4, Indians. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lobbs strikes out. Desautels drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Lobbs out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Browns 4. The Indians will come to bat. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 4 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, 2 doubles, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Locatello fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Trosky hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heath. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Heath steals second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 4 in the game. Walker is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Locatello hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Campbell. Locatello reaches second base with a double. Maury Newlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newlin strikes out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Locatello moves to third. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 4 in the game. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. McQuinn moves to second. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Milner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Locatello scores. McQuinn moves to third. Judnick moves to second. It's 10-5, Indians. Jim Bagby now pitching. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McQuinn scores. Two outs. It's 10-6, Indians. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lobbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Browns 6. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mack is called out on strikes. One out. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Desodles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Locatello hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Grace pinch hits for Maury Newlin. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Farrell moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and St. Louis Browns, 6. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.